Kirtland Restored. Newly restored historic sites help us envision how the church flourished and suffered here between 1831 and 1838. Once again, an Ashery stands on Stony Brook, just as it did when early Latter-day Saints settled in Kirtland. The Ashery is one of several buildings rebuilt by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as part of the restoration of historic Kirtland, Ohio. The Prophet Joseph Smith moved the newly organized church from New York to Ohio in 1831. The small home of early converts, Newell Kay and Elizabeth Ann Whitney, had a summer kitchen on the back, a single bedroom on the main floor where Sister Whitney's aunt frequently stayed, and an open half-story upstairs where Newell, Elizabeth Ann, and their children slept. Started by Newell K. Whitney, the Ashery was essential to the entire community's economic well-being. Townspeople turned their wood, field, and hearth ashes into a useful resource at the Ashery. River water was used to leach lye from the ashes, which was then processed into potash and sold for about $100 a barrel. Potash was an important ingredient in making items such as soap, glass, paper, gunpowder, and leather goods. From 1833 to 1836, the focus of the saints was the building of the Kirtland Temple, now owned by the Community of Christ. The prophet's brother Hiram began the work by using a scythe to level the standing grain on the site while others took down the rails of a fence. Later, workers cut stone from a nearby quarry. Heavenly manifestations accompanied the temple dedication. On 3 April 1836, the Savior appeared in the temple to the prophet Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Then Moses, Elias, and Elijah appeared and restored priesthood keys. Newell K. Whitney, with his general store and Ashery, was well established by February 1831 when the prophet and Emma Smith arrived. The Whitneys generously made their resources available to the church. While living in the store, the prophet received many important revelations now recorded in the Doctrine and Covenants. And it was in an upper room of the store that the School of the Prophets met. Truly, in Kirtland, the Lord helped the prophet lay the foundation for the church. John Johnson operated an inn near the Whitney store. Although they eventually left the church, the Johnsons were early converts who had a significant impact for good. End of the article. Kirtland Restored.